Chapter 1, My Home Up in the Hills.
Come and see me in my home up in the hills, where the mockingbird is singing by the rill, and the lonesome dove that sings at break of day. From my home I wander never far away. When I was a lad, a cabin was my home. As I watched the river flow, I longed to roam. But as seasons come and go with friends so near, I enjoy my mountain home from year to year.
And what do you... What do they make you read? Do they make you learn poems, recite things?
They just make us read in our reading book and come to Kentucky History Book.
Okay. So what's Kentucky History about?
It's about Kentucky and the first settlers.
Uh-huh. And what did they teach you about the first settlers? Like Daniel Boone? You've read about him? What did you read about? Do you remember something about Daniel Boone from school?
That he freed the slaves or whatever they was. And he,
I thought that was Abraham Lincoln. Was Daniel Boone?
He freed some slaves in some foreign country, and then he walked back through wherever it is and made that wild place, and they call it Boonesboro.
Boonesboro, yeah. And I know there's a...
I don't know if that was me or Chester told you about that, but... There was a tree down here at the foot of the holler, and there was a man raised a family of 7 children in a tree stump. You can't imagine the stump being that big, you know.
Spring or summer, fall or when the wind.
And I came to Harlan when I was 15 and finished high school here. But that year I had gone to 4 high schools. We sort of followed the trees around. At that time, Harlan was just finishing the labor disputes and all the labor trouble that had been going on in Harlan County.
That must have been 39, when was it?
37.
37.
Mm-hmm. And so it was really getting over. There was still some of that going on, but Harlan at that time did have that terrible reputation. Which, as you know, is calmed down and is a changed place. It's not violent as it once was.
It's a thousand wonders any of us survived. I'm telling you the truth. And you got a laxative once a month, whether you needed it or not. I said, no wonder I was sick. You'd sit in the outhouse for 3 days in the wintertime.
Well, your own poverty and stuff was generated down. And one generation to the other, down. So,
for
the property, we owned it, and most of the stuff it was eight was grew, you know, up, and hogs, chickens, cows, even for milk, butter, and such.
And
most of the kinfolk, even if somebody needed a house raised or something, or built, brothers, the sisters, the cousins, or whatever,
it's
come in and it all put it together.
And what it looks like is a little bitty armadillo.
Okay.
You find them under rotten wood.
Mm-hmm.
You can touch them and they'll roll up in a little ball. For the colic, a baby's colic, they go under the floor and get 9 healthy sow bugs.
Had to be 9.
Now.
It's certainly not true anymore, and I'm glad of that. And Harlan is a beautiful place, and I found it to be a very warm and friendly place. At that time, Harlan County had 75,000 people, which is just unbelievable now to think that we're down to 37,000. And of course, the mines were.
Chester
very,
had.
Very active, and
he also had polecat grease.
Polecat?
You know what a skunk is?
Yeah.
Well, they catch a skunk. This is for asthma. Mm-hmm. They'd kill a skunk, skin it, boil the whole polecat, and take its two hind legs, make the kid eat the two hind legs, and over a period of weeks, drank a pint of polecat grease.
And this was for?
Asthma. It's supposed to cure asthma. It didn't.
How about sheep?
Because I can remember going to California.
Sheep manure tea.
And we were in a restaurant in San Francisco.
That was to break the measles out.
The woman who owned the restaurant came over and she said, you have such nice, well-behaved children. And I said, well, they're very tired. We've come a long way. And she said, and where are you from? And we said, Harlan, Kentucky. And she just sat down and she said, oh, have you ever seen any television?
Friends and neighbors gathered round when work was done.
Need I'm a hillbilly.
Well, what is a hillbilly?
I really don't know what a hillbilly is. They call him a backwoods person. But I ain't a backwoods person because I've been in 38 states.
Plus, at least to Italy.
Yeah, and Canada.
Okay.
But I've drove through 38 states.
One day a whistle blew along the track. Tell Mama her wandering boy is coming back.
And I wouldn't classify myself as a hillbilly. But I am proud to be from the Appalachian Mountains. They call it the Appalachian Mountains, but the old people called it Appalachian Mountains.
Many years have passed and still the